We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, and thanks for covering for David. I'm sure he appreciates it, as we all do. Thanks, Jim. It's terrific to hear your voice.
Well, certainly. And first off, President Trump yesterday renewed his call for Democratic Congresswomen of color to get out of the U.S., quote, right now. The four themselves fired back late Monday, condemning what they called bigoted remarks from the president and renewing calls for their party to begin impeachment proceedings. So, Alan, this is certainly not going away.
Well, bigoted those remarks were. There were Republicans who said so. There were Democrats who said so. And yet, you have to look past all of that to understand exactly what this president is trying to do. Look, he's behind in the polls. He's applying the lessons that he has learned in the past on his way to victory, which is to become a bigot and to say, I'm counting on the fact that the people in the United States will see the path forward for me by my appeal to bigotry. It's that simple. It's zippity-doo-dah. On one shoulder lies the devil, on one shoulder lies the angel. And he is applying to the devilish side. Now, what he's trying to do, obviously, is to paint the Democratic Party as a party of newcomers, outsiders, and others. And that is what he wants to do. He wants the so-called squad to be the face of the Democratic Party. He thinks if he can achieve that, he will win. Look, no question. He's the guy who did it once. He's going to try to do it a second time. Now, many of the people who were elected to take the House of Representatives were somewhere in the middle. They were not the progressive element. They were people with both feet on the ground who were saying, these are our democratic values. Health care is important. We can do all of this. That is the danger for Trump. If those same people who came out to make the House Democratic come out to elect a president, Trump will lose. Right now, he's losing in the polls. But what he's trying to do is to paint the progressives in the party as the picture of the party. And if he gets away with that, he may win. Look, these are wonderful people. They have the interests of the United States at heart. But it is a fairly conservative country. If the Democratic Party is seen as too far out to the left, they're going to lose in this election. There'll be many people who don't want to hear that, but that's the case. This is why the fight goes on, and this is why Trump is doing what he's doing. It's disgusting, but he's doing it.
And shifting to immigration, the Trump administration is moving forward with a new asylum rule to slow the flow of Central American migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Asylum-seeking immigrants who pass through a third country en route to the U.S. must first apply for refugee status in that country rather than at the U.S. border. Now, this restriction will likely face some court challenges, opening a new front in this seemingly never-ending battle over U.S. immigration policies.
Well, that's right. Seemingly never-ending is the way to put it. He's banking on the fact, once again, that the immigration community, those people who are coming this way, are in fact, the other. And he's saying that the American people won't want the other here. So he keeps trying to make the case that somehow we have to stop this flow. He's appealing, again, to the worst of people's nature. It is going to go to the courts. It will be in the courts. But it is unlikely that that's really what it's about. It is this electoral appeal to say this country does not want people of color, doesn't want people with different names, doesn't want people of Hispanic origin. He's appealing, again, to the worst of the American nature.
And now former Vice President Joe Biden is taking a rather aggressive approach to defending the Affordable Care Act, challenging not just President Trump, but also some of his rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination. Biden on Monday released a plan that would add a public option to the 2010 health care overhaul with expanded coverage paid for by raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Alan, as his opponents want to replace the current insurance system with a fully government-run model, why would Biden make this move as he seeks to win the crowded primary?
Jim, here's the reason why. Obamacare was no easy fix. It took everything everybody had to get it through. It took John Roberts saving it in the Supreme Court of the United States. Biden is thinking that this is the best he's going to be able to do, and that Obama was so popular as a president that his taking on the mantle of Obama with Obamacare is the way to go. There are many of us, and I'm one of them, who believe we can do better, but it's not going to be an easy thing to do. To me, the idea of being able to buy into Medicare or Medicare for all is a fairly easy fix. Right now, people like me are on Medicare. I've been on it for several years. So what you do is you say to people, okay, each year we're going to include another class of people who will be eligible for Medicare. It's a wonderful program. I love it. It's been great for me, and it will be great for the American people. So each year you go down another age until everybody is covered by Medicare. To me, that's the way to go. But Biden's philosophy, which is you got to build on what you have, is appealing and will be appealing to a lot of people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you as always.
And thank you. Always great to talk to you this early in the morning. And it's going to be so much better when you can go back to sleep in the mornings again. You'll really appreciate what you have.
Looking forward to it.